episode 30 of the Tactical Breakdown podcast. Today, I'm just going to be going through a little bit about what the Instructors Roundtable is all about and give you some updates to what you can expect on the podcast coming forward in 2020. Here we go.
Welcome to the Tactical Breakdown. A podcast for law enforcement, military, and emergency response professionals.
Stand by.
Where we help you bridge the gap and talk training, tactics, and leadership with the best subject matter experts in the world. Here is your host, Adam Kanakin.
All right, welcome back to Tactical Breakdown, the podcast. If you are a trainer or instructor in law enforcement, the military, or emergency response, today's a special episode. It's just you and I. We're going to sit here and have a little chat. And the reason why I'm putting this out there is I've had a lot of people ask me, hey, what's this Instructors Roundtable about? Where can I find it? And so I wanted to put this little episode out there. It's real quick, and it's just kind of the background of what the Instructors Roundtable is, why we're doing it, what kind of resource it is going to be for the future, and then just some updates on what's happening with the podcast. So what is the IRT, the Instructors Roundtable? Well, real simply, what I wanted to do was create some type of open forum, a panel discussion that not a lot of people would have access to. So if you're listening to this, you're probably a trainer or instructor, or maybe you're aspiring to be one, or you're probably at least in law enforcement, correction, security, the military, one of those. So you've been on a course, whether it's a recruit course, an in-service, an instructor level, or an instructor trainer level course, you know that the information that you get fed throughout those courses is useful. It gives you some better understanding of whatever that subject material is. But a lot of the real information that you take away from it happens in very, very short spurts. It could be something that gets mentioned during some type of iteration throughout the course, a little tidbit of wisdom from the instructor, possibly another student that's in the class with you. Or if you're sitting down as an instructor and you're teaching the course, a lot of times what happens is once the course is over, you know, we're all sitting down. Doors are closed, we're having a beer, we go out, or, you know, we have some type of conversation post-course, like an AAR, and that's when we really start bringing up different topics, you know? Hey, what went well? What didn't go well? Is there something that we could change? Should we change it? Will the agency or department let us change it? You know, what is, does this work, does it doesn't work, and why? Those are the types of conversations that I want to bring to the forefront, and it's one of those things that, you know, we don't do a lot of. We don't share this information a lot because there can be repercussions, whether it be from your agency, from your peers, from your students. And even though that there is a possibility of that, even in this type of forum, that, you know, the information is so useful and there is such a need for it that I think it's worth the risk. So that's why we wanted to put this IRT out there. And what it is every month. So we started this in January of 2020, and we've run two so far. The third one is actually going to be taking place live at the ILETA conference in March. And what we're going to be doing is every single month on the last Thursday of every month, hopefully the last Thursday of every month at 1800 or 6 o'clock Central Time, we are going to be running a live panel discussion that is going to be available through video feed, a live stream, on the website or on our YouTube channel or on Facebook, and you can watch it and you can take part in it. And what we're going to do is we're going to have four of the top subject matter experts in that specific topic on the panel. Now, of course, I'm going to host and moderate the panel. And so there are certain topics where I will be comfortable sharing my two cents, and there will definitely be some that I will not. And it just depends on what the topic is, but you're going to have four of the top SMEs in the world, and they're going to talk back and forth, and they're going to have a discussion, an open discussion, about what they feel the current state of that subject is, whether it's in training or policy, procedure, law, and everything in between. That's the whole purpose of it, and it's to give you the real up-to-date, actionable, useful information that you're going to need to either teach your course or to keep you alive on the street. And so that was the whole purpose behind this, and that's kind of how we're going to run it. So every month, the last Thursday of every month at 1800 Central, we're going to put these on. You can go to thebreakdown.ca/IRT to get more information or to get access to the back catalog, which will also have the video version of the roundtable as it happened live. I'm also going to pull the audio from those so that you can listen to it whether you're on the go, in the car, those types of things. And then the last portion of it, which I think is going to be the most useful portion to you, is that all of these people that have come on these shows, and even depending on the topic, other instructors or trainers that didn't have the chance to come on or have them on because we have only four people on the panel, we're going to create a resource that's downloadable digitally for resources. So whether they be PDFs, policies, procedures, case law, videos, slideshows, presentations, training courses, we're going to create a downloadable reference material on that specific topic that you can then download right off the website and use as reference, whether you're teaching a course or just for your own personal use. So, of course, there's going to be nothing that's confidential, that has anything that would jeopardize operational security or anything like that in it. So for those types of information, you will have to either reach out to me or contact the instructors directly to get access to that information if they're able to share it. But it is going to be a general resource for everybody to have access to. So there's a few parts to the roundtable. The first is the live discussion. The second is the resource. And the third is that you can actually ask questions of these experts as we're doing this panel. You can actually jump online. If you go right onto the YouTube channel or onto the website and you have the live feed, you can submit questions live as we're on the show. We see them. They pop up on the screen. And if it's relevant to the conversation we're having, we can take that question and we can ask it right to the panel, or they may just pick up on it and speak to it. And it gives you the opportunity. You know what? We may have instructors on the panel that are across the country or across the world from you, and you may never get a chance to listen to them or talk with them or ask them questions. This is your opportunity to do that. So if we do run an instructor's roundtable and it isn't a topic that you are interested in, make sure to join us live so that you can ask questions. Now, we don't obviously get to all of the questions, but usually what'll happen is after the discussions, or what's happened so far is after these discussions, if there is any question that was brought up that we didn't get a chance to table, I'll ask them afterwards. We'll record it, and then, or they may give me reference materials to it, and then it'll again be available in that downloadable package. So there's a ton of information that's going to come out of these things, and I really hope that everybody finds them useful and actionable. And if you do, please just, you know what, shoot me a message, adam@thebreakdown.ca. Hey, you know, in reference to this IRT, you know, I love it, I hate it, I think you could do this differently, whatever it is, because the goal is to make this for you. It's not for me to do it. It's not for me to sit down and just pull a bunch of people together and have a discussion. It's to create a reference or create some type of material that's useful to you as a trainer, as an instructor, as an officer, so that it helps you in what you're doing. So if you have any suggestions or comments, please comment me, come right to me, DM me, shoot me an email, call me, whatever. Give me your 2 cents, because my goal is to make this for you. It's not for me. So that's it on the round table. That's kind of the overview. The last thing I will say about the instructor's round table, and one of the things that I'm probably most excited for, is that we have actually partnered with Caliber Press. Now, if you are in law enforcement, especially in the United States, you're going to know Caliber Press. You're going to know the company, you're going to know the trainers, you're going to know the resources and the publications that they put out. You've probably been on their website, you've either attended their training course or something like that. They've been the top in law enforcement training for decades. And I've been honored to meet up and work with Scott and with Jim. Jim was on our second IRT on officer-involved shootings. And it's just a great resource for me as well, so that I can draw from their knowledge and experience. But it also gives you access to the team at Caliber Press. So if you have any questions of them, or you want to have them in for some training, or you want to use them as a resource, please feel free to reach out to them. You can go right to caliberpress.com, or you can message me directly and I will pass you right forward to them and get you in touch. So really excited to partner with Caliber Press, and I hope you guys are also excited that we're going to be able to deliver even more knowledgeable experts and resources to you for the IRT. All right, so let's talk podcast real quick before I let you go. The Tactical Breakdown podcast is expanding. We are going to be launching our new website here right away in March 2020. Hopefully before I lead them, maybe after, just at the beginning of April, we'll see. I'm doing it all myself, so please be patient. We are on there. We are going to have all the same stuff that you see on the website right now, but we're additionally going to have an online store where you can purchase some of our Tactical Breakdown t-shirts. Right now, it's just two different types of t-shirts with the IRT logo on them, but we're going to be rolling some other stuff out here pretty soon. What we're doing with these, it's not designed to make money. What we're doing is 20%, so a good chunk of what we actually make from these shirts is going to be going to support organizations that benefit veterans and first responders. So what I want to do is create a way for you to get something cool, some swag to help support the show, but at the same time, support the men and women who serve, who put their lives on the line, who maybe need that help and haven't been able to find it. So what I want to do is give back. And if you would like to help us do that, go to thebreakdown.ca/shop. You can check it out. You can purchase one of the shirts, and hopefully we'll have some other stuff up there right away. But right now it's just a shirt. So that's one cool thing that we got to do. In addition to that, we are going to probably be launching a forum for law enforcement. Now, I don't know really, I'm not very technical when it comes to these types of things. Right now, it's looking like it is going to be a closed forum, which means that you are going to have to apply to gain access to it. You're going to have to submit some type of identification, probably access through your agency or department email address, so that we can vet that you are active duty law enforcement. We'll probably also grandfather in veteran members if we know who you are. And that is going to be very open forum, so we can have frank discussions on topics that maybe wouldn't be applicable or acceptable on general social media platforms. So that's something else that we're going to roll out. Hopefully, we're going to find a way to do that so we can have kind of a split forum where some of it is open to the public, some of it is closed off only to law enforcement. But again, we're probably going to work with our friends at Caliber Press on making that happen. So that's the other thing that's kind of cool and exciting. We're also going to put out a news feed on the website. So all of the relevant news media, whether it's law enforcement, emergency response, military, we're gonna draw from reputable resources and make sure that those are available to you on the website as well. So a few different things that we're rolling out, and then on the podcast, man, do we have some amazing guests coming up? I've had some opportunities. I have 7 or 8 episodes in the can that I'm editing and putting together to release to you guys right now, and another dozen or so lined up in the queue. I think I have 2 or 3 more this week, so it is going to be rapid fire. You're going to be getting these interviews coming out at you. Stay tuned for that. I'm really excited. We're really kind of spreading our wings and diving into a lot of different topics that you may not have heard of before or gotten information on before, so I'm excited for that. If you do want to get on the podcast, if you are an instructor, trainer, or subject matter expert in your field, and you feel that you have something knowledgeable or something that you think would be useful to our listeners, please reach out to me, adam@thebreakdown.ca. I mean, you can go there, you can go onto the website, thebreakdown.ca/contact, shoot me a message, find me on social media at Tactical Podcast, you can find me on LinkedIn, whatever. Get a hold of me. Send me a message. Say, hey, Adam, I think I have something for you. And I'll jump on a phone call with you. We'll talk about it. And we'll see if it works. You know, I'm open to absolutely having anybody on the show as long as that the information is valid and credible. And I'm happy to have you on the show and have you share your experience with the audience. So that's it. That's it for me. I got nothing else today. That's all I wanted to talk about. If you haven't already, consider subscribing to the podcast. We're growing very quickly, and the more people that we can have subscribe, and quite frankly, here's how it works. I want to take this and turn this into my full-time gig and 10x the amount of information that I'm giving and putting out to you guys. And in order to do that, we're going to have to find a way to make money doing this. The more people we have subscribed to the podcast, as it grows, we're going to be able to put more and more content out for you, and I'm really excited to be able to do that. So that's the reason. Anyways, I digress. That's the end of my rant. I appreciate you sticking with me and listening to me for the last 15 minutes or so, and I'm really looking forward to putting out these next episodes on the Tactical Breakdown. Until then, stay safe.